Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or a special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. Have you seen my quick reference guides for ASCD? One is on classroom technology tips, and the other is on distance learning essentials. You can find them both on ASCD's website or by going to classtechtips.com/books. Or you can head straight to Amazon and search for Monica Burns. Just remember, there are two Monica Burnses on Amazon, but you'll figure out right away which one is me. You can also head to classtechtips.com/books to find my digital downloads. Well, today's new episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is titled Three Ways Coaches Can Support Teachers. I'm going to go through three of my favorite ways for anyone in education to support their colleagues. So I use the term coaches today really as an all-encompassing way to describe someone who takes on the role, whether they have it officially in their title or whether they are just that person to their group of colleagues that offers support to others. So you might be the person that people are asking questions to. You might be someone who is getting emails with requests, or you might just be someone who is really going out and about trying to support your colleagues as best as you can. So the three ways we're going to look at together today are hopefully going to make your life easier, streamline some of the ways that you already are helping educators in your community, giving you some systems to consider, but then of course, working with that end goal of mine of really supporting the group of educators that you work with. So helping make their lives a little bit easier as well. Let's jump in to this list of three ways coaches can support teachers with our first one, creating collections. So creating a collection of resources isn't new, right? We often will bookmark things or make lists of favorites, but creating a collection around a topic, around a commonly asked question, involves a little bit of a system or may have you creating a template or kind of one-stop shop for everyone to go. Now, you might create a collection that's around something big like Google Classroom, but I would suggest that you think of some popular subtopics, especially if you have a collection that is starting to get into the dozens and dozens of resources. So a collection might be something like, here are really great resources for a unit on fractions, or here are some really great things around Google Slides that you might want to explore, or here are a list of 12 different blogs that focus on EdTech topics. So try and get a little bit more granular if you see your collections growing, and you might decide that you want to kind of have a cheat sheet or a master sheet if you do have a lot of different collections. Now, a collection could include links to online resources, it could include files, or it could include some social media profiles or posts. Now, one of my favorite places to make a collection is Wakelet. If you haven't used Wakelet before, it is free and it allows you to make a collection on one big topic, so whatever your topic might be, and then add to that collection by adding in some of the same things we've talked about so far. Links to resources, images, files, even great tweets, you can click and add it to your Wakelet. Now, a Wakelet collection is something that you can share with teachers, especially if you are just being mindful that you don't want to fill their inboxes with forwards or, hey, I thought you might want to see this. Like, that's great sometimes. But if you're finding that you're doing that a lot for someone, you might just decide that you remind everyone every once in a while that there is a Wakelet collection that you're adding to. And if you want to, you can actually add them as collaborators in Wakelet as well. So yeah, you could make a collection like a Google Drive folder, but I like Wakelet because it's visually organized really nicely. You can move and prioritize items up and down. There's the view only option, so you might have some teachers of yours just view, and then you might have some other folks collaborate and add to that collection as well. So one great way that you can support your teachers this year, working with your colleagues, is to create collections around subtopics or big topics in a space that lets them use multimedia and lets you organize lots of different types of sources. And my recommendation for that is Wakelet. Of course, there's a few others. You might make a Pinterest board, you might make a folder in Teams, or you might make a collection in Schoology, but Wakelet I really love, and that's the one I'm going to recommend you try out alongside this first way of creating collections. Tip number two, or our second way, is to use guided responses. Now, if you followed along with me for a while, you might have seen me use or heard me use the term canned responses, canned like C-A-N-N-E-D. But I've been switching a bit to think about it more as guided responses, because a canned response seems a little impersonal. A canned response, the idea is that you have a set response to commonly asked questions that come through to you on a regular basis. So I'll share with you what I do. I have a master document where I know that if I get a question a couple times from someone, maybe it's someone who is a follower of mine and has a question about a resource, maybe it's a school that I've worked with and they want to schedule another PD session, or maybe it's a company that I'm helping support and they are reaching out to talk about partnering together. Well, I've got a master document with all of my frequent responses, my canned responses. Now, I never just copy and paste these. I always add in something personal, but it's an easier way for me to make sure I, one, don't forget anything that's important or that I like to include in that kind of message, and two, saves me a lot of time from the physical writing, the energy that it takes to think about my sentences or to reread and make sure everything is just perfect. So one way that you can really support teachers is by having a list of your guided responses. These are the responses that will guide your emails or any inquiries that come in. So for example, you might make a Google Doc and you might have a response for when someone asks you a question about something that's a kind of a common question, like, how do I record my Google meetings? So if you have a response and you say something like, this is the button that you press, this is what you do, and this is where you'll find it. Well, if you get that question a couple times from colleagues, you might decide that you put it on your guided response list. And that way, the next time you get a question, you just go to that document and you copy and paste it into that email. When I have my master list of responses, I actually use the heading feature so that I can create a table of contents with my Google Doc that's hyperlinked automatically. If you're saying, Monica, that seems too complicated, don't worry. Totally not necessary. But if you're like in the Google mindset like I am, then that might resonate with you. But of course, you could do this in Microsoft Word. You could even use an add-on. So Google Gmail has an add-on where you can do canned responses. But the big idea here is to make your life easier and make sure that the recipient, anyone you're supporting, has good information too. So it's not about cutting corners. It's about having a really well-crafted response to your common questions. This could be for families or for students too, even though we're talking about teachers today. And this will really make sure that you have all the things that you need, you don't forget to mention anything, and then you have that perfect response. And you, of course, can add in something personal, maybe a question about something that you know that person is working on, or a recommended resource that's a little bit extra. So number two on our list of ways coaches can support teachers is to use guided responses by maybe having a master document or an add-on with your saved responses that you come back to regularly. The third and final one on our list is to start a video library. Now, I want to encourage you to think that this is not anything too fancy. A video library would just be a place that anytime you make a video, you have it in a space where you can go back to or refer back to. So for example, if you're a member of my Easy Ed Tech Club, my membership site, I often will make videos in Loom. So saying, okay, here's where you go in the club to find this resource. Or if someone asks me a question in the club about, you know, another tool that they're using, I'll sometimes create a Loom video that responds to them. If I know this is something that's going to be really specific or really personal to that person, when I record my Loom video, I usually say, hey, so-and-so, and I include their name or something like that. I'm probably on camera, right? So I'm waving and maybe saying their name at the same time, and I'm going to send it just to them. I wouldn't put a video like that in my video library because it's so specific. But if I get a message from someone and I'm going to make a quick video for them, well, I'll just do a regular, hello, here's the response to your question, and I won't include their name in it, even though I'll write them an email that's personal. I'll make sure that that video is something I could share with someone else. So the third way on our list of starting a video library may sound a bit familiar to our guided response way. So this is another level of it, right? So you might create a Loom account. It's free for educators. You can create a Loom account, or you might use Screencastify or QuickTime, whatever it is. But then you would create a video library with all of the resources that you know you'd want to share out to your colleagues more regularly. So if you get a question from someone and they say, how do I change the colors of my Google folders? Well, you might create a Loom video, and you, instead of saying, hello, Maria, or hello, Juan, or something, you might say, instead, hi there, here's how you do it. And you record that short video for them, you send them the video, but then you go to your, maybe it's a Google Doc, and you put in the link to your Loom video, or maybe you downloaded that video so you have it as a file, and you drag it into a folder and you keep it in there. So starting a video library, nothing fancy, just a screencast maybe, or where you're grabbing your screen or talking into your screen with resources that aren't super specific or super personal, but can help lots of people, may be useful. Now, instead of just using these for responses, like a guided response, you might make your library open and available to any of your colleagues. This can come in handy for people who may be a little hesitant to ask you a question that they think is silly or they think they should know the answer to. Instead, you can always just update that library and have it out there and available to them. And then anything that you add will just pop up there, and they can use that as a master place to go to for accessing answers to their questions. So our three things on the list today of ways that you can support your colleagues this year are to first create collections, then use guided responses, and finally to start a video library. Now, I have a download called 10 ways to support coaches can support teachers. It's part of my EdTech bundle. So if you already have purchased that EdTech bundle, that's something that you'll see as an ebook in there. If you want to grab that bundle, I'll put a link to it on the website. That's something that's on my Easy EdTech Club Teachable site. Of course, you could just send me a message if you wanted the ebook, and I could send you more info on that too. Let's finish up like we always do with making this EdTech easy. First up, decide on the best way to help. Then, set up a support system like collections, responses, or a video library. Next, ask for input to see if your strategies are effective. And finally, reflect and pivot as needed throughout the school year. Now, you can find the full transcript and resources mentioned in this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast. So when you're ready to dive into these tips, look in this area of my website, the podcast section, or click on the show notes link wherever you're listening to this episode. You'll find that show notes link on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can click and find all the info. Quick reminder about my two new quick reference guides for ASCD. One is on classroom technology tips, and the other is on distance learning essentials. You can find them both on ASCD's website or by going to classtechtips.com/books. Or you can head straight to Amazon and search for Monica Burns. Just remember, there are two Monica Burnses on Amazon, but you'll figure out right away which one is me. You can also head to classtechtips.com/books to find my digital downloads. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world and support organizations remotely with webinars and virtual professional learning. So if your group is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.